Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
The fourth down play in question, the Josh Allen quarterback sneak, part of the Bills' loss to the Chiefs, 32-29. This was the play as heard on Chiefs radio.
He'll try another sneak by Josh Allen on fourth down and inches. This time he's shoved back. I'm not sure he got it this time. I'm not sure he got it.
Well, near official has it yet before the 40-yard line.
No signal given yet.
Now, if you go to CBS, here was Jim Nantz explaining what he's seeing.
The line judge on the far side, initially his spot was coming in about a foot inside the 40. Then the near side linesman came in and said he was short of it. They had two different marks. Let's see what they come with.
After review, the ruling in the field stands as called. The first down in Kansas City.
Wow.
And that's Romo there.
Yeah,
with the
I wonder, had they called it a first down, if they would have been able to overturn it.
No,
that's
the
point.
Right, exactly. Well, here's Nan. So they run a play. Gene Steratore says that
that should have been a first down.
It was
down.
More than a third of the football over the line. In his opinion, it was a first down. They then run the next play, and then Nan still seems baffled by it, goes back to it again.
Watch the two judges. This is what we were discussing.
This is your point right here. Watch him up here.
Where he's going to mark it.
Yes. He's in front of the line. He's got to move around someone. He's below the line on the bottom. Well, those are two very different spots.
And the guy that's in front of the line is actually has the shot of the football. The guy behind the line has the shot of Josh Allen's back. So it's very interesting.
And then ultimately, the call on the field was upheld, but it didn't explain that if the call would have went the other way, it would have been upheld, meaning that there was no visual evidence to overturn the call.
They did not say that.
I thought it was a first down, and I understand how that could change a game in a very close game, but I just cannot blame the officials for this particular loss. They had so many opportunities, and he had the ball with 3:33 to go and three timeouts.
And a field goal ties it.
And a field goal ties it.
And by the way, next year, they're talking about, you know, this whole expedited review process.
Yeah.
They're talking about adding the quarterback protection rules to the expedited review process to make sure that, you know, that calls like last week that went against the Texans when it came to Patrick Mahomes don't happen again and don't influence a game. So I was glad to read that that is going to be, it's not in the rule books just yet, but I think they're going to have a really serious discussion about making certain calls a little bit more reviewable than they are now.
Now, when Allen was stopped on that 4th-and-1, the Bills were winning by a point. The Chiefs then took the ball, went down, and scored. Patrick Mahomes on the touchdown.
It's actually the same run that Kareem scored on, and I handed it off on that one. And then based off how the DN played, I knew that he was going to try to get in there and not let him score again. And he went down, and I pulled it and went out, and Noah had a great block.
A great block, allowing him to score the touchdown.
You know what the thing is? It's amazing how he played yesterday when he's got to make the read with the ball in his hands. And he's got to read, you know, the defensive ends, and all four quarterbacks in this weekend's worth of games all have the same kind of offense in which they have to read as they're playing, as opposed to when we did this, because they never asked us to do this. Thank God.
Yeah.
Maybe we wouldn't have made it as quite as long as we did, but he is like almost spot on with all of these reads, and it's really he deserves all the credit he gets, because it's not just throwing the ball down the field, it's reading and then throwing, or reading and then running, or reading and handing it off. So there's three different things he can end up doing here.
That was the one that led to the turnover too.
Yes.
the handoff, and he pulled it back, and they wound up grabbing
Pacheco,
it.
Yeah.
Yeah, here was Sean McDermott. We'd speak about throwing the ball down the field. This is on the Kincaid play where he didn't come up with the ball on fourth and long. McDermott's take on that.
Yeah, no, he gave it everything he had. I can't. I love Dalton Kincaid, and sometimes those work out. He makes more of those than he doesn't, and he'll make the next one.
Yeah,
by the way. He had a miserable season. That guy was drafted in the first round, supposed to be a huge weapon for them. He was a dud most of the year. And in the biggest moment, he dropped the ball. So I don't know what McDermott's got his players back, but, I mean, the guy was a bust.
And the Chiefs make all the big plays. Here was Von Miller.
You know, when those guys making plays, it's unrealistic to say, you know, Patrick Mahomes not going to make no plays. Travis Kelce not going to make no plays. You know, we had a plan for that, and it just didn't go our way. We played tighter defense in the second half and come along with plays here, and things would be different.
Some of the numbers: Mahomes 245, a touchdown, 2 rushing scores. Your guy Worthy, 6 catches for 85 yards and a touchdown. And Josh Allen in the loss, 22 of 34, 237, 2 touchdowns. Not enough. Chiefs Eagles in the Super Bowl. We take you to Philadelphia there. So a couple of things from this: Saquon Barkley had 1, 2, 0, 3 touchdowns.
Hurts takes the snap. He gives it to Barkley. Barkley runs wide. Touchdown! His third of the day!
He's special. Gosh.
A.J. Brown with the block.
Yeah, and that was the one where he bounced it to the outside. Put them up 48-23. I think also is off a turnover in this game. The Eagles win 55-23, yes.
You know when you said, Boomer, that you thought Lamar Jackson looked faster than he ever did?
Yes.
Yesterday, Saquon Barkley, to me, looked faster than he ever
did. How about the one that took it to the one-yard line?
Yeah.
I mean, he put it in like sixth gear very quickly.
That is the exact play that I was referring to. I'd never seen him run that fast.
Did you think, how about last week against the Rams?
Oh, he was great.
There were a couple runs in that game, man, where he got up to like, 21 miles an hour?
Yeah, he
looks quicker.
He does. Yeah, I mean, this is his prime right now, and he's been healthy, which is the
422 yards rushing in the playoffs.
I was hoping that he was going to break Eric Dickerson's 248 yards yesterday.
I mean, does Dickerson get the credit he deserves, man? Because the guy's got all these records.
He does.
I mean, we never really talk about him that much as being, like, the best running back. And I know there's been great ones, but Dickerson's got all these records.
Now, Jalen Hurts scored 3, quote-unquote, rushing touchdowns, being pushed in, as we know. You had the one goofiness with Frankie Luvo jumping over, trying to time the snap properly. Then they get called for the offsides, and that led to this on Fox with Mike Pereira and then Sean Hockley.
You got a situation here. If these are deliberate, and you heard Sean Hockley say that it could lead to an unsportsmanlike conduct call, it could also lead to awarding a score if it happens multiple times like this. So we'll hear what Sean has to say.
Encroachment, defense number 93. Washington has been advised that at some point the referee can award a score if this type of behavior happens again. For now, it's a replay of second down.
Talking about this morning, though, what do you want the defenses to do, though? They're trying to time up the snap to try and stop what's unstoppable.
Well, what you want them to do is not encroach 7 times in a row.
Right, so. Really what you want them to do is you want them to do what Kansas City did to stop it.
If you're allowed to have 3 guys push from behind, to me, I think it's all fair. Keep doing it.
I was telling Gio earlier this morning that I think one of the reasons that Jalen Hurts is so good at it is because he's a little bit smaller than Josh Allen. And somehow he can slither his way and just get to the first down, where Josh Allen is so big that, you know, guys are able to get to him and able to hit him, especially over the top, which is what Luvo was trying to do yesterday.
A.J. Brown on Hurts.
No, he played extremely well. Make plays all day, running, passing, you know. To be honest, it was a group effort. You know, he played amazing himself, but it was a group effort, man.
He was really good, but so were all of us. Here was Saquon Barkley on Fox. This was with Tom Brady reacting to that he is on his way to New Orleans.
I ain't gonna lie, I tried to downplay it in my head, but it's amazing, man. It's amazing. We're here. Super Bowl. But the goal wasn't just getting there. The goal is to win. And we're going to celebrate, enjoy this, and get right back to work.
Washington, 4 turnovers on the day, led to a whole bunch of points. Here was Austin Eckler. He had one at one of those giveaways.
Yeah, so it's, you know, that's why we've been saying it all year, ball is life, because it holds true. And unfortunately tonight for us, you know, we weren't able to take care of the ball, and they were. So that's why you know, the score ended up being the way it was.
And so the Eagles advancing as their brilliant season continues. Meantime, you did have, I think this was before the game, maybe at halftime, I'm not sure, but Jay Glazer on Fox, the Aaron Rodgers report.
Aaron Glenn, we know he's the new head coach of the Jets. We don't know who the quarterback's going to be. Talked to Aaron Glenn this morning. He said, I plan to go meet with Aaron Rodgers, and we'll definitely come up with a decision much sooner than later. I don't want to drag this out.
We will have the, well, they will have the introductory press conference for Glenn and Mooji today at 1 p.m. So the Aaron Glenn era begins.